Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 8, Backward Glass Movements. And we are discussing backward glass movement in the post-independent period. The topic is the electoral mobilization. The backward glass politics in India has largely been related to electoral mobilization and creation of support base among them by the political parties and leaders. Other issues like reservation for the OBCs or their mobilization on the class issues like those related to the farmers also get linked to the electoral politics. The increasing participation of the OBCs, their entry into the state legislatures and parliament is indicative of the empowerment of the backward classes. During the post-independence period, there have been attempts on the parts of individual leaders and political organizations to mobilize the backward classes into the participatory politics. While the backward classes in South India emerged before the independence and they benefited from this legacy in the post-independence period, in the North India, their systematic mobilization took place in the post-interdependence period. The main leaders and political parties which mobilized the backward classes in North India include Charan Singh, Karpuri Thakur. Socialist parties and the different political formations at different point of times like Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Janata Dal in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. Charan Singh carved out a political base for himself among the middle caste peasantry in UP and Bihar through a well-designed strategy. He could do this while he was still a member of Congress Party. Though Jats, the caste he belonged to, did not fall in the official category of the OBC till 2000 in UP and 1999 in Rajasthan. He identified himself with the backward classes of UP and Bihar. These castes were mainly Yadavs, Kurmis, Koris, Kachis, Lords, etc. His strategy was twofold. He combined the caste issue with the class issue. Throughout the 1950s and 1960s, he addressed a large number of meetings of the backward classes belonging to Yadavs, Kurmis, Koris, and Lords in UP. Attended the backward class meeting in Bhadohi in 1953. He also praised the role of Congress in abolition of landlordism, in which he had played the prominent and decisive role. These activities of Charan Singh projected him as a backward class leader. This created division within the Congress. A section of high caste Congress leadership accused him of identifying with the backward classes. They argued that Charan Singh's activities had alienated Congress from the high caste and suggested that attempts should be made to win back support of these castes to the Congress. Charan Singh defended himself by arguing that he was not favoring the backward classes, Rather, the Congress had neglected him. When Charan Singh came out of the Congress in 1967 and formed the Sanyukt Vidhayak Dal, SVD's coalition government, he gave 29.63% representation to the backward classes in ministry. Merger of his Bhartiya Kranti Dal headed by him with the Sanyukt Socialist Party SSP, which resulted in the formation of Bhartiya Lok Dal in 1974, made him a close ally of the socialist. This won him allies among the backward classes in both states, UP and Bihar. Though the allies like Kapuri Thakur in Bihar and Devi Lal in Haryana, Charan Singh emerged as a leader of the backward classes and peasantry in North India. Meanwhile, after becoming the self-cultivators as a result of the land reforms, Green Revolution, and having availed of educational and other policies, a generation of leaders belonging to the intermediary caste emerged on the political scene by the 1970s in North India. After the death of Charan Singh in 1987 and the Karpuri Thakur in 1989, they have come to occupy an important place in politics of North India, especially UP and Bihar. Mulayam Singh Yadav, Lalu Prasad Yadav and Nitish Kumar provide some of the such examples. As far back as 1930s in Bihar, three major backward classes, Yadavas, Kurmis and Khoris, formed Triveni Sangh to replace the dominance of high caste, Brahmins, Bhumihars and Rajputs in the electoral politics. This alliance, however, could not sustain after the elections of 1937. Sanjay Kumar observes in his article New Face of Backward Caste Politics in Bihar in 1990 to 2000 that it was 1995 assembly election in Bihar which showed a new trend towards the empowerment of the OBCs in the state. It was marked by the polarization of backward support base. Yadavas supported the Janata Dal while the Kurmis and Khoris supported Samaj Samta Party. The fact remains that despite the division in their support to different parts including the BJP, the OBCs have become a force to reckon within politics of Bihar. The division of support of backward classes to different parties is indicative to the competitive politics among the backward classes to their empowerment. In case of Gujarat, Ghanshyam Seth argues that the OBCs' support to BJP there does not mean their support to the ideology of Brahminical dominance. It is part of an electoral game in which the needs of the upper backward classes are satisfied. It can be said that after the backward classes have emerged as a social bloc by the 1970s in North India, their mobilization has largely been in terms of electoral politics. that is, allotment of tickets by political parties to the OBCs, their entry into the legislative assemblies and parliament, and formation of governments by the political parties headed by the backward class leaders or those who identified with them. The political parties with different dominations, led by Charan Singh, Janata Dals of different factions, and Samajwadi Party led by Mulayam Singh Yadav, can be identified as backward class parties. The emergence of BSP in the 1980s as a political force opened an opportunity for an alliance of the Bahujan Samaj, the backward classes, and the Dalits. This brought together the Bahujan Samaj Party and BSP, the representatives of OBCs and Dalits, together to form the government in UP in 1993-94. But because of contradictions among the OBCs and Dalit social bases of these parties and personality differences among the leaders, they could not continue the alliance. Even a large number of BJP leaders belong to the OBCs. It must be noted that the backward class mobilization by different parties had largely been confined to the upper backward or the intermediate caste, who form the dominant sections of the village society. The artisans and the service caste, generally known as most backward classes, remain largely excluded from empowerment. However, some attempts are also made to empower them. For example, in 1975, the Congress government appointed the most backward class commission in UP, generally known as Sathi Commission, named after the chairman Chedi Lal Sathi. Even Ramnath Singh, the BJP chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, appointed Social Justice Forum under the chairmanship of Hukum Singh in 2001 in order to suggest measures to empower the MBCs of UP. But these measures were unsuccessful for one or the other reasons. At the same time, when Charan Singh was attempting to carve out his base among the backward classes in UP, the socialists were also involved in this pursuit in North India. In an attempt to end the monopoly of the high caste, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia sought to mobilize the backward classes as soon as he broke away from the Congress. He advocated 60% reservation for the backward classes, Dalits, and minorities in government jobs. Merger of Indian National Backward Classes Federation, a splinter group of All India Backward Classes Federation, in 1957 with the Socialist Party brought the socialist and the backward classes together. Throughout the 1960s, socialist and backward class leadership continued to raise the issues of the backward classes. The most important of these was the demand to implement the Kaka Kelka report. Leaders from like Mulayam Singh Yadav and B.P. Mandal were active during this period, but by the 1970s, the AIBCF became defunct. However, the emergent backward class leadership continued to raise their issues even after that. Here we want to wind up this lecture and thank you so much for your attention.